when it first started, that was like a $200 or $300 million issue. The interesting thing is that with more people working, that issue's kind of, in my opinion, kind of disappeared. But the tricky thing about it is that when unemployment rises again, that issue will pop its head up. If we do not act on the Medicaid waiver and require able-bodied people to actually work or get an education or get training, that when the economy switches again, that $200 or $300 million issue is going to pop back up and bite us in the rear end. And I think it's short-sighted to think that it's not going to ever happen, because it definitely will happen.